Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Selena yesterday, sitting in for our girl Portia Williams is again Miss Selena Johnson.
Yay! Well,
I'm telling you, see, that's a real singer right there. Yes, it all falls down. Now, if you were the millionaire, would you loan your best friend $1 million? Well, one celebrity told his BFF, no. We'll tell you who it is. And there's one sexy international crisis brewing. But don't worry, we are on the case, baby. In fact, let's bring in two of our best detectives. Detective Heidi, Detective Frank, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Captain.
Hello. What's going on out there?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow says that she's not competitive, and I'm going to say to Gwyneth Paltrow, who I'm sure is watching right now, So Gwyneth Paltrow hosted this event at Nobu in Malibu, and it's called Bumble Biz. This is a new feature if those are on the dating app Bumble. Which
Bumble Biz Nobu Malibu. How are you even getting through this?
So this Bumble Biz is a new feature on the Bumble app, which focuses on networking and mentorship. And she said there was no competitive spirit between her and her fellow businesswomen. That's where I'm calling.
Right.
I think if you're in business, you're competitive.
And don't she have like beef with like Martha Stewart or the other way around?
She had that as well. Yeah, she's been in beefs before, so there's a competitive spirit. Now she says,
I think everyone's in a beef with Gwyneth Paltrow. Aren't we all?
Gwyneth discussed how women seem to instinctually not support each other, but she says that's not the case in her life with her group of women. She says, quote, I've actually been so fascinated by this. The media has tried to triangulate myself and Jessica Alba or myself and Witherspoon, there is genuinely no competitive spirit between us. That's a lie.
Yeah, just the fact that they're successful means they're competitive because
right.
You're trying to compete.
Because y'all know the industry does pit women against each other.
Well, of course.
Like, y'all can't play like that.
Like there can only be one.
Yeah.
But it's a way you can be competitive and still not be like
support.
A hater. Like
it's called two-faced.
All right, guys, it's time for Lil' Kim known for her impact on the hip-hop music scene, but her fashion's definitely transcended into mainstream, from her outlandish outfits to her fabulous wigs and, of course, her unforgettable nails. And now, those nails will be featured in the latest exhibition of the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Isn't
that
fabulous?
Yes.
That's dope.
Celebrity manicurist Bernadette Thompson, who's worked over the years on Jennifer Hudson, Kim Kardashian, Kate Moss, Mary J. Blige, was inspired by popularity of the Get Money scene and created the look for Lil' Kim. She cut actual pieces of money to create those iconic money nails, which will be on display along with fashions and accessories that are considered to have a significant impact on American culture.
Mm. I'm such a dude, I didn't even notice her nails were done in the Get Money video.
Like, you wrong, Headcrack.
No, bogus.
All the ladies
guys
knew.
Don't notice that sort of stuff,
Oh, yes,
though.
We do.
All the ladies.
You don't care.
Isn't it more badass if they use a $100 bill? You know what I mean? Oh, like, I'd use a dollar because I'm a dollar girl.
It wouldn't be the first time Heidi had someone who looked like Ben Franklin on her finger.
Oh!
All right. Anyway, well, the ninth season of Curb Your Enthusiasm has been pretty, pretty amazing so far. And they brought all the regulars back. You got J.B. Smoove as Leon, Bob Einstein as Marty Funkhauser, and, of course, Richard Lewis, who plays himself. And in real life, Richard Lewis is one of Larry David's oldest and dearest friends.
Right, yeah.
Well, apparently they're not that close of friends, because in an interview, Richard said that back in 1994, after he'd just gotten sober and didn't know what he wanted to do with his life, he asked ask Larry David to loan him $1 million. But Larry didn't go for it and said no. The family was against it.
Okay, so if I had the money, I would never loan it. I might gift it, but I'm not going to loan it because then if you don't pay it back, I'm resentful. It's like, exactly. I can give it to you, I'll give it to you. And if I get it back somehow through a gift that you give it back to me, because that's the worst to chase money. I hate chasing money.
Yeah, people don't ask for $20 no more. No. They don't ask for $100. It's like they see what you're doing, they see you working and doing, they be like, ugh, let me borrow $2,000 or $2,500.
Exactly. You'd be like, it's like Tyrese. Damn. Hey, Will, Jada, can I get like $5 million?
Yeah, $5 million. What?
You gonna fill out a W-9 though. Cause I'm gonna write you off.
Well, speaking of money, we got some money for you, and you don't even have to pay us back.
That's
because
right.
It's time for another Dish Nation contest for our fans, and you can win up to $500 a day all the way up until Thanksgiving. Here's what you got to do. I'm really hungry, and my turkeys keep escaping, and I need everyone's help to help me catch them. They're going to be running around this entire episode. So once you see them, count them up and go to dishnation.com/catchtheturkeycontest and let us know how many you saw. Now, if you're right, you're going to be entered in a drawing to win $500. Then you got to watch Monday's show to see if you've won and for another chance to win. So don't blink because you might miss one. Like that one right over there.
Oh, I see one over there too.
And there's one right here.
Oh.
And there goes another one. So there's four right there. Keep counting the rest of the show and good luck to you.
Good luck.
We've got an international media crisis.
Oh, no. What?
Yes,
what?
The Victoria's Secret fashion show is hitting some roadblocks.
Oh, like no. Actual right. Roadblocks?
I know.
Headcrack. So sorry.
Well, because it's going to be shot in Shanghai, China in 2 weeks, and the Chinese government is being a little difficult. See, fashion bloggers are canceling because they're not issuing visas. So
the Chinese government being difficult?
I know. Who would have thought?
So, no one liked them.
Yeah, fashion bloggers can't even get there because they're not getting visas issued. And then people who actually work for Victoria's Secret, the staff can't put out a press release because the press release hasn't been approved by the government for them to send it out.
Why are we having it in China then? Don't we know this ahead of time? Like, it's probably not a great idea to have it in China. Let's go somewhere else.
They should do it at UCLA's campus.
Ooh. Yeah.
All the models have to wear stolen Louis Vuittons. They really need sunglasses.
I really like that shade, though.
Yeah, because if they end up having it in China and it's censored so much that by the time the fashion show airs, it's like we see a little bit of a bra strap.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't want this to be some half-ass fashion show. I want a whole-ass fashion show.
Right.
And TV producers are fighting to shoot outside of Mercedes-Benz Arena where the fashion show is going to be held.
I don't understand. If it's like this, why would we have ever agreed to have it in China in the first place?
They initially wrote Chinatown and then someone arranged it.
Well, the world is still reeling over Blake Shelton being named Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine. Mm-hmm. There are people who are not happy about it.
At all.
But now Blake's speaking out about his favorite thing to see on his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. All right, so here's what he tells People Magazine. He says he loves to see Gwen makeup free. He says, quote, my favorite thing to see on her, and I don't mean this to sound cheesy, is no makeup on whatsoever. She's literally ageless. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
Somebody's trying to get the attention off of himself. You know what I mean? Like he's saying that thing that all girls like to hear. Like, baby, I love you just right out of the shower. There's nothing more beautiful.
Right, right.
Blake says that Gwen looks like she's 25. Keep in mind, she's almost 50. She looks 25 without makeup, and he wishes the rest of the world could see what he sees behind closed doors.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
I mean, but all of it's not gas. I've always been blown away by how, like, young Gwen Stefani looked, because, like, when I thought how old she was.
I love them together. Don't do that, Gary. Yes, she does.
And when men tell a woman that she look good without makeup, honey, that's the man that cheats on you, honey, because my thing
is... No, it is not, Gary. That is not true.
He didn't mean it without no damn makeup.
but that'd be like the bonus when you see a beautiful woman without makeup. It's like, oh, man, you actually look better without it.
I have been told that. I've been told that I look better without it.
By who?
By my wife. She says she likes me. She's like Blake Shelton. She's like, you know what?
Good liar?
All right, now, attention all you nerds, including Headcrack.
What?
Justice League is finally in theaters, and we're going to see what all the hype's about after the break.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. That last commercial was ill, wasn't it? Hey, it's time for Chicken Skip It. Are you here for it?
I'm here for it. Take it or skip it.
Now, here in theaters this weekend is DC's latest addition to the DC Cinematic Universe. It's called the Justice League. Now, who's in this movie? Oh, you're going to have Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg,
yes.
Flash, and probably Superman. They're joining forces to try to save the planet.
That's too fun.
As a bat signal, that's your... Oh, shh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
Yeah, that's what that means.
It's so cool.
Woo!
I'm here for that.
I am here for it.
Now, honestly, the reviews have not been that great so
far.
Yeah,
really?
But I'm still going to see it anyway.
I'm going to go see it.
Well, you tell me once you see it what you think.
I'll let you know.
Because you're the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I'm all about the DC Cinematic Universe and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So we got a ticket from Selena.
Yeah.
Ticket from Brad.
Yes.
Gary.
I think I'm going to have a colonic that day.
So, no. Oh, Gary. Yeah, you are full of you better ticket this one, Gary.
I think I got something that's up your alley. So also in theaters this weekend is this animated flick called The Star. It's about the birth of Jesus, and it's seen through the eyes of the animals. Not only does it come with a brand new single from Mariah Carey, but it also has a star-studded cast.
Stephen Young, Keegan-Michael Key, Gina Rodriguez, Zachary Levi, Kelly Clarkson, Patricia Heaton, Kristen Chenoweth, Tyler Perry, Tracy Morgan, and Oprah Winfrey.
King Herod is up to something.
Mary, you're in danger. You need to listen to what I'm about to say extremely carefully.
Do you want a belly rub?
Oh, that's clearly a ticket.
Oh, my God, it's going to be so good.
So cute.
First of all, the song is going to be awesome by MC Mariah Carey. And then, you know, Oprah's playing the character, too?
Yeah.
That's
Oprah's
awesome hearing
winning.
Her voice.
Yeah.
Yes, that's, I was thinking that exact same.
And Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I want to see Oprah, isn't Oprah playing a donkey?
I think a camel. Or
you know what?
Like a camel. Gary, you the ass for saying that.
Yeah, I think I'm a Kaepernick that one, but
I hate you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I gotta take a knee. I'm just sorry.
Take a knee on a cartoon?
Yeah, it's just.
You wouldn't even take your kids to see this. Don't be selfish, Head Crack. You want to go see all the Marvel and stuff comics, but what about the kids? What about the kids, Head Crack?
I stand with Cap.
All right, y'all, movies aren't the only thing happening this weekend. The American Music Awards are airing live on ABC this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it is gonna be lit, honey.
Yes!
Tracee Ellis Ross will be hosting, and her mom, Diana Ross, is being honored with the American Music Award for Lifetime Achievement. And guess what, Gary?
What?
She gonna perform, honey.
I can't wait to see Miss Ross, baby. I just wanted to come down with her hair flowing, honey, in a beat-down gown, honey.
Anyway, not only that, there will be performances by Selena Gomez, Lady Gaga, Demi Lovato, Kelly Clarkson, Pink, and Christina Aguilera will pay tribute to Whitney Houston and the 25th anniversary of The Bodyguard.
Ooh, that's going to
be
good.
So it's safe to assume she's going to do I Will Always Love You.
I'm very confused about why there's... no black girls in this.
To the Bodyguard?
In the tribute. Where Deborah Cox at?
I got something to make everybody feel better.
Okay.
Okay. The best part about it is that Dish Nation will be there.
We're going.
Yes. We'll be there.
We're going.
Well, the black people ain't going, but Chewy Martinez is going to be on the red carpet, baby. He's going to have it covered, so make sure you tune in on Sunday for the AMAs. And tune in to Dish Nation on Monday to hear what we gonna dish up.
They should have had me there covered for Miss Ross.
Speaking of Chewy, coming up after the break, he's hanging out with our friend from Page Six TV, and they go head-to-head to find out who knows more about celebrity news.
We do.
Stay tuned.
What's happening, Dish Nation? Chewy Martinez, and I'm here hanging out with my buddy, John Fugelsang. How you doing, baby?
Thank you very much. I'm always impressed when you can pronounce an ethnic name so well. Thank you.
Chewy Martinez?
Chewy Martinez, at this point, that's a normal American name. Am I right? Fugelsang is like a Danish whorehouse. So, I mean, you know, congratulations.
All right, John, talk to me about Page Six TV.
Page Six is a riot. It's based on the iconic society column in the New York Post that does everything from gossip to politics to sports to real estate. When I was growing up in New York, every famous person either dreaded their name in Page Six or wanted their name in Page Six, sometimes both at once. For me as a political comedian, it sort of saved my life because it's gotten so ugly, my brain needs to come in and be able to write a few jokes every morning.
Right.
I really like doing a show where I never know what someone's going to say next, and we have a panel. Carlos Greer writes for Page Six, Elizabeth Wagmeister writes for Variety, Bevy Smith is a fashion icon, and they are so connected in this industry. They get into the parties that I'm left on the sidewalk trying to get into, and it's really an outrageous show with a live audience that every day there's so many holy crap moments that it's always a ton of fun.
All right, John, let's play a game. Can we play a game?
Let's do it.
Headline Hysteria.
Oh, God.
We've actually gone to the Page Six TV website.
Uh-huh.
And our room of interns have, compiled a list of headlines, and I'm just going to blurt them out.
I think
it's
great. And
you're going to tell me what celebrities tied in
with. I can do that perfectly, and everyone should go to the Page Six website every day, and I'd say that even if they weren't paying me dozens of dollars to do so.
Blank thought he broke his neck in a fall.
Blank thought he broke his neck in a fall. That would be President Donald Trump.
Okay.
And then they found out he has no neck.
Okay.
So he's okay.
We're just gonna go with it.
Okay. Who is it?
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, that's right.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell fell down the stairs, but don't worry, the stairs are all right.
Mm. All right. Blank still parties hard at 48.
That's easy. Taylor Swift. most people believe the PR line that she's actually still in her 20s. It's actually not true. Taylor's actually 61, but lies.
She looks amazing.
No, but parties hard at 48. Yep. Jennifer Lopez.
No. Diddy.
Diddy parties hard at 48.
P. Diddy.
Blank
wants a $160,000 Harry Potter book for his birthday.
Ah, yes. I know who this is. This is everybody's favorite half-Jewish Canadian rapper whose real name is Aubrey.
Yes.
This would be Drake.
Yeah.
The first time I ever saw Drake, I knew. He's a Gryffindor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm House Slytherin.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, hate the game, not the player.
Holler. Blank is releasing her second album.
Blank is releasing her second album?
Mm-hmm.
No cues, huh?
Nope.
I want to phone a friend on this one.
Do you?
Yeah, can I do that?
Sure.
Can I get a lifeline of any kind?
Nope.
Blank is releasing her second album.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to go with Paris Hilton.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Ah, what do you know?
You guys
it's fantastic.
Clap. Good job.
Well, go Paris. Well, you know what? She's earned it. She's really earned
it.
Yeah, she's worked her whole life up from nothing to do this.
And when can we check out Page Six TV?
Page Six TV airs around the country. It's in different markets everywhere. So go to page6tv.com. Together, we can ignore Middle America.
John,
so there we go.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure.
Great.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for having me as well.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Gene Simmons is out promoting his new book, On Power, and it's basically giving people advice on how to use their power. And the reason we're talking about it is because he is stirring up controversy for women.
Again?
Gene Simmons? Never! So he said that if women want more money and power, they need to use their sexuality. Women have a choice. They can dress in potato sacks, but as soon as they pretty themselves up with lipstick, lift and separate them, and point them in the general direction, they're gonna get response. Guys are jackasses. We will buy them mansions and houses all because of sex. He thinks what he's saying is good and legit and true.
It is. He's insulting men here, saying we're such jackasses. We're really cavemen in its most basic form. So, yes.
So he also added that women out there need to, quote, get over your biological urges. It's natural to want to have kids, but sorry, you can't have it both ways. You have to commit to either a career or a family.
Well, I mean, there's something to that, too. Because they're both big jobs.
You can't give 100%.
You can't say a woman who stays home and raises kids is not working and doesn't have a job.
That's true.
That is a career
hard
in and
job.
Of itself.
Right.
A very hard job, probably way harder than.
So you can't do that
and
be at work because you can't be in two places at one time.
Seems like everyone I ever got pregnant, though, decided just to stay at home and do nothing. In a potato sack while eating potato chips.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.